Okay, Trekkies, you probably know the answer to this, but for the sake of the rest of us, who is that red shirt over there on the original Star Trek TV series, standing around, looking busy, and they're leaning in a little bit, listening intently to Captain Kirk? Does he even know how to fire a phaser? And just who is this troublemaker?
Get back to your stations.
I'm sorry, sir. We're all transporting down to join the colony.
I said get back to your station.
No, sir.
This is mutiny, mister.
Yes, sir. It is.
Part of that, of course, was Captain Kirk, played by William Shatner. The other voice belongs to Lieutenant Leslie, played in this episode and many, many, many other episodes by Eddie Paskey. And Mr. Paskey joins us from Mission Viejo, California. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Just fine.
Well,
we've
got the new movie coming out next week in this venerable space opera franchise. And like the whole original series, it's simply titled Star Trek. And it's chronicling the early Starfleet careers of Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock and Dr. McCoy. Eddie Paskey, though, is not in the movie. Leonard Nimoy is the only one from the original series to get a role, but this has given us a fabulous excuse to talk to one of the original, enduring, and lesser-known cast members. And so he's here with us, Mr. Paskey. Tell us a little bit about the Lieutenant Leslie of old.
Well, Lieutenant Leslie originally started, I was on the second pilot, Where No Man Has Gone Before, and I ended up as Kirk's stand-in. And I would rehearse with Bill, and they would light me for him.
And Bill, of course, is William Shatner we're talking
Bill
about.
Bill Shatner, yeah. And so I was there every day. Our set call was at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we usually worked until 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night. And if there was a little extra thing to do, they really tried to use the stand-ins. Of course, every time you did a little something extra, it always made your paycheck just a little bit better.
So, Lieutenant Leslie, where'd that name come from?
Well, we were doing Conscience of the King. I was sitting in George's or Sulu's spot at navigation. I was supposed to say warp factor 1 or warp factor 2. And, he says, Eddie needs a name. He says, I don't want to just say, hey, you, warp factor 5. So he says, let's name him Leslie after my daughter. He called me Mr. Leslie instead of Lieutenant Leslie, and I guess through the time...
You've picked up the rank.
Yeah.
But there are actually some Trekkies out there who know the show well enough that they are sure to recognize Lieutenant Leslie as...
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's amazing. I get fan mail now, oh, Lord, 3 or 4 times a week...
Well, so Bill, as you call him, William Shatner, is not in the new movie, but I'm wondering, you think you'd still be able to play a stand-in if you were called upon?
Well, yeah, but I don't have all the weight that he's having, Gary. I don't know if I want you to put that on there or not.
I'm sure he'd be glad to hear that.
You know, it's so funny. About 5 years ago, I went to my first Star Trek convention out in Pasadena. And I told him, I said, I really would like to see Bill. So I went down and I was waiting for him to come into the underground parking. And he gets out of his car. He was driving and he hadn't seen me now for 30 years. And he looks at me and he says, Eddie. And he gave me a great big hug. And his wife about that time got out. He said, honey, I want you to meet my friend, Eddie. That brings tears to my eyes because you haven't seen the guy for 30 years. And he still refers to me as his friend. That's pretty neat.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Paskey. It's really been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure for me. Thank you so much for the invite.
That's actor Eddie Paskey, who was in the original Star Trek television series. The new movie, Star Trek, is opening nationwide next Friday.